From Sitrep ISR, Friday the 24th of April, 2026, 1845 Israel Time, 1545 Universal Time Coordinated. Weekly Review, Hezbollah Downs Israeli Hermes for 50 Drone, Loitering Glider Strikes IDF. Here's where things stand. Hezbollah shot down an Israeli Hermes for 50 drone over Tyre and attacked IDF troops in Alcantara with loitering gliders, marking the most significant kinetic escalation since the ceasefire extension. The U.S. authorized its navy to target Iranian fast boats in the Strait of Hormuz as Iran's foreign minister prepared to visit Pakistan for talks. The Lebanon front saw a sharp kinetic spike on Friday, with Hezbollah downing an Israeli Hermes for 50 drone and conducting loitering glider attacks on IDF troops, while Israeli airstrikes hit Bint Jebel and Deir Ames. These actions occurred on the first day of a three-week ceasefire extension brokered by the U.S., underscoring the truce's fragility. Simultaneously, the U.S. escalated its posture in the Strait of Hormuz by authorizing direct targeting of Iranian fast boats, and Iran's foreign minister prepared a diplomatic tour to Pakistan, Oman, and Russia, signaling Tehran's attempt to open a negotiation channel amid the blockade. On the Iran front, U.S. authorizes targeting of Iranian fast boats, Arachi to visit Pakistan. U.S. Navy authorization, U.S. Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth announced that President Trump authorized the Navy to target Iranian fast boats in the Strait of Hormuz, according to Al Jazeera. The authorization marks a shift from enforcement to a kinetic action threshold, as the blockade has reduced Hormuz transits to approximately 4 per day, 88% below baseline. Hegseth declared that no one sails without U.S. Navy permission and that a second aircraft carrier will join the blockade in days. Iranian diplomatic outreach, Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi is scheduled to arrive in Islamabad this evening, with subsequent visits to Muscat and Moscow, IRNA reported. Two Pakistani sources told Reuters that Araghchi will present Iran's position on a U.S. talks proposal, which Pakistan will convey to Washington. Araghchi held preparatory calls with his Pakistani counterpart and the army chief. Domestic messaging, Iranian Army Commander Major General Amir Hatemi warned that Iran will make aggressors regret their actions, IRNA reported. Iran Air announced it will resume international flights as of April 25. Bellingcat documented at least 80 police stations or Basij infrastructure damaged or destroyed in the first 3 weeks of the U.S.-Israel war, framing it as an effort to degrade Iran's repressive capacity. Over to Lebanon, Hezbollah downs IDF drone, strikes troops with loitering gliders. Drone shoot down, Hezbollah announced that its fighters shot down an Israeli Hermes for 50 Zikl drone over the Tyre al-Hausch area at 2:10 p.m. local time using a surface-to-air missile. The IDF confirmed the loss, stating the drone was hit by an anti-aircraft missile and that the incident is under investigation, Mania Fabian, News 040 for Illinois. Loitering glider attacks, Hezbollah claimed responsibility for launching loitering gliders at IDF military vehicles in Alcantara, achieving a confirmed hit at 1 p.m. The IDF confirmed that explosive-laden drones exploded near forces in the village, located in the Israeli-held security zone, but no injuries were caused. The IDF called the attack a blatant violation of the ceasefire. Israeli airstrikes and evacuation warnings, Israeli warplanes struck the outskirts of Bint Jebel in the Kunin area and conducted three raids on Deir Ames, according to Almana and Bint Jebel News, Almana, Bint Jebel News. The IDF issued an evacuation warning for Deir Ames residents, citing Hezbollah rocket fire from the area. Earlier, the IDF struck buildings in Kerbet Selm and Tuline used by Hezbollah, in response to a rocket barrage on Shtula the previous night, Mania Fabian, Israel Hayom. Casualties, Bint Jebel News reported that Haj Nima Ali Awali and his son Hussein were killed in an Israeli airstrike on Tuline at dawn. Quds News Network identified them as Lebanese civilians. Ceasefire extension, the U.S. announced a three-week extension of the Israel-Lebanon ceasefire following talks in Washington, with Trump stating that Netanyahu and Oyun will likely meet at the White House, Times of Israel, UN News. Hezbollah's parliamentary blockhead Mohammed Rod criticized the truce as a fake cover for Israeli violations and warned the Lebanese government against direct talks with Israel. On West Bank, arrests and curfews in Nablus area. Arrest in Nablus, Israeli forces arrested a 35-year-old man suspected of being a senior arms dealer and member of a terrorist organization in the heart of the Nablus Kasbah overnight, according to N12. The operation was conducted by the Gideonim unit of Lohov for 33, guided by Shin Bet and the Samaria Brigade. Curfew in Madama. Israeli forces continued to impose a curfew and forced the closure of shops in Madama, south of Nablus, Quds News Network reported. The IDF had earlier reported a stone-throwing attack that lightly injured an Israeli civilian in the area. Additional incidents: Israeli forces stormed Salem village east of Nablus and detained a Palestinian, according to Quds News Network. And finally, multilateral institutions, UNIFIL peacekeeper succumbs to March injuries, UK ends tracking project. UNIFIL casualty: Indonesian Corporal Rico Pramudia died from injury sustained in an Israeli strike on a UNIFIL base in Aceh El Kuseh on March 29, UNIFIL confirmed. UK policy shift: The UK will end a Foreign Office project tracking potential Israeli violations, Al Jazeera reported, citing funding cuts. Syria at UN: Syria's permanent representative to the UN vowed to fight terrorist groups after the Syrian Interior Ministry and General Intelligence Service thwarted a Hezbollah cell plot on April 19, FDD reported. Syrian President al-Sharaa warned that the closure of the Strait of Hormuz poses a great danger and a historic challenge. That is the picture right now. Full coverage, sources, and the audio archive at sitrepisr.com.